This is Reading Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news top stories of the hour first. Along with 62 cases in Kathmandu Valley, additional 378 coronavirus cases confirmed in Nepal today. National tally for coronavirus reaches 22,592. Nepal Health Research Council begins COVID-19 gene sequencing. Nepal government implements health security standards to be followed in industrial and business sectors. Monsoon to remain active for 3 days from tonight. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges all to remain alert. And Beijing's top office in Hong Kong slams U.S. sanction, terming it ridiculous. Now news in detail. With the confirmation of 378 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 22,592. Addressing the regular press brief today, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jagasur Gautam said, with the 7,788 PCR tests carried out in last 24 hours across the country, 378 infections were confirmed. Spokesperson Professor Dr. Gautam also informed that in the Kathmandu Valley, 62 new corona cases were confirmed today, with 56 cases in Kathmandu and 3 each in Bhaktapur and Lalitpur. Likewise, today 499 people return home after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 16,313 people in Nepal have returned home following the health recovery from the virus infection. Moreover, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 73, with one death in each of Kathmandu, Pursa and Morang. The study about COVID-19 gene sequencing has begun in Nepal. The Nepal Health Research Council has started the study by collecting samples of 15 infected people. Senior research doctor at the council, Dr. Meghanath Vital, said gene sequencing started bringing the gene samples of those who died of the virus, those who recovered from the infection, and those who have infections along with symptoms and those infected without symptoms. Moreover, the age group including children, youths and senior citizens would be collected, and the data would be made including by bringing samples from foreign returnees from various countries. Council Executive Director Dr. Pradeep Gyawale said Nepali scientists, related experts and researchers are doing the very first study in the country at a private lab, and it aims to determine the genetic type of COVID-19 virus present among the infected Nepalese. There is a plan of sending 10% samples to foreign labs after the WHO approval to verify the standard of study procedures and its findings. The council has a plan of including some 60 samples in the full package of its study, and gene sequencing of new samples will take place in the KU. The Kotal Toll in Kathmandu Metropolis 5 has been sealed off in view of growing risk of coronavirus infection. Ward Chair Ramesh Dangal said so far over 10 people in the area were tested positive for the virus. Lately, among 25 samples collected from the community, six have tested positive, prompting the local government to take preventive measures. The infection rate is rising in the Kathmandu Valley with lifting of the nationwide lockdown since the night of the 21st July. On Friday, the valley reported over 100 cases, and with this, entry to the valley has been tightened and surveillance has been increased in the infected areas. Meanwhile, all the district administration offices in the Kathmandu Valley have announced to close all services except the most essential one from tomorrow. So far, around 1,000 infection cases have confirmed in the Kathmandu Valley. The government has rescued more than 45,000 people stranded abroad due to COVID-19 pandemic. So far, 45,662 Nepalese have been repatriated home from 58 countries in the adverse situation tossed up by the global coronavirus pandemic. The highest number of Nepalese rescued were from the United Arab Emirates and lowest from Iran, Armenia and Czech Republic. The government of Tibet Autonomous Region of China has donated medical appliances equivalent to 130 million rupees to the government of Bagmati State. The Secretariat of Chief Minister of the State, Dormani Pol, said, representative of Deputy Division Chief of International Cooperation and Exchange of Tibet handed the devices to Under Secretary of the State Dr. Arjun Sapkota and Chief District Officer of Rasuwa District Hari Prasad Panta Abetsa program today. The donated medical appliances include ventilators, oxygen concentrators, syringe pumps, infusion pumps, 3 electrocardiographs, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Monsoon is predicted to be active again, triggering light to moderate rain at most part of the country for next 2 to 3 days. Meteorologist Santika Dale said monsoon trough is likely to draw closest to Tarai Plain from tonight and cause precipitation. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall in some parts during the period. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged all to adopt necessary alertness as monsoon is expected to be active again. 3 people were killed in a car crash in Rupandehi today. The police said in the car crash that took place at Rohini Rural Municipality 4 of Rupandehi today killed 26-year-old Devendra Chaudhary from Om Satya Rural Municipality 4, 27-year-old Nausad Derji from Kotahi Mai Rural Municipality 3 and 12-year-old Pradeep Kumar Thakur from Ramgram Municipality of Nolparasi today. They were badly hurt in the crash last night and they succumbed to injuries while undergoing treatment at Vim Hospital at Bhairava. The government has implemented the health standards to be adopted in industries and business sectors during the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the government has urged all the entrepreneurs and industrialists to bring their businesses into operations only after adopting the health standards issued by the government. Secretary at the Industries, Commerce and Supplies Ministry, Chandra Kumar Gimire, said the ministry has directed all the local bodies, provincial governments and district administration offices to ensure the implementation of the health standards while doing businesses. He also said the Consumer Rights Protection Division under the ministry would monitor the situation of the implementation of the health standards. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. Beijing's top office in Hong Kong has slammed the United States for imposing ridiculous sanctions on senior Chinese and Hong Kong officials, dismissing the measures as clawing actions that would not frighten or intimidate Chinese people. The criticism on Saturday came hours after Washington announced sanctions on Lau Huining, the head of China's liaison office, as well as Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam and other current and former officials that the US accuses of curtailing political freedom in Hong Kong. An attack on a military base in Somali capital Mogadishu has killed at least 8 people and injured 14 others. The BBC quotes military officials that a suicide bomber driving a car targeted the gates of the base near Mogadishu Stadium. The extremely loud explosion was heard across the city. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack. The total number of coronavirus cases across the world has surpassed 19.57 million today, with the death toll surpassing 724,700. Meantime, more than 12.57 million people have recovered from the coronavirus infection, leaving more than 6.27 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, three countries have the highest record cases. The US, Brazil and India have now got about 5.1 million, 3 million and 2.1 million cases respectively. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Along with 62 cases in Kathmandu Valley, additional 378 coronavirus cases confirmed in Nepal today. National tally for coronavirus reaches 22,592. Nepal Health Research Council begins COVID-19 gene sequencing. Nepal government implements health security standards to be followed in industrial and business sectors. Monsoon to remain active for 3 days from tonight. Meteorological Forecasting Division orders all to remain alert. And Beijing's top office in Hong Kong slams US sanctions, terming it ridiculous. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.